What if I told you that God could be seen in the most ordinary things every day? That if we just took a break from the busyness of our lives to just stop and look around, to consider the things that we encounter all the time and overlook, the lessons that we would learn from our children and in our homes, our families. What if I told you that everyday ordinary events could teach us extraordinary eternal truths? Would you believe me? Welcome back to all of our listeners. I'm BJ Sipe, and you're listening to the Set Your Mind Above podcast, where everyday ordinary events teach us extraordinary eternal truths. I'm so glad that you've tuned in today, and I'm excited to share my life and my faith with you, and I sure hope that you'll do the same with me along the way. In yesterday's podcast, I shared a powerful expression from one of our lawyers that taught me a very important lesson about how we sometimes are defined by our enemies. Today, we learn yet another lesson from another lawyer that has been representing our family. Susan Sparks is my great Uncle Keith's lawyer and continues to represent him as things are continuing to be settled up in Madison. I have to say, she has quickly become one of my favorite people that I have ever had the pleasure of working with. Take everything that you would stereotypically think of with a lawyer and then reverse it. That is Susan. She is patient, kind, compassionate, has a sound moral compass, and yet more than anything, is a disciple of Jesus. I was so impressed with how she represented Keith, dealt with opposition, and how she shared so much of her time with our family. In fact, it was not until after the trial that I learned the most astonishing factor. Throughout the entirety of this process over a period of many months, Susan has been doing this all pro bono. If you are unaware of what pro bono is, essentially, when it is used in a legal sense, it is the willingness to provide services and professional work at no cost to an individual. It is a voluntary work that a firm or individual lawyer participate in as an ethical principle, especially in strenuous circumstances where someone cannot afford a lawyer or has been the victim of abuse or neglect. In this instance, Susan has poured literally hundreds of hours into this case in helping Keith, and she has asked for absolutely nothing in return. She has had no financial benefit in representing Keith, and so I was curious to know why she did it. Her response was so powerful. She said, "Well, our firm, of course, encourages us to do a certain number of pro bono cases each year because it is good for the image and reputation of our firm. But more importantly, I feel like God put me here to do the work that I do for this purpose, to help others who most desperately need help." As she spoke, tears started to form in my eyes. She went on to tell us about how she even got into law school, how it was later in life when she was already 40 years old and God continued to just open up door after door. As such, she felt a great weight of responsibility with how God had blessed her to work in this way. Also, she went on to talk about how Keith touched her heart by his own faith, and how in this case he had been the victim of especially great emotional abuse. So she knew that this is what God wanted her to do, and she was happy to do it. I don't know if any of you listening are currently living in the state of Indiana, but if you are, I cannot encourage you to seek out Susan Sparks if you are ever in need of legal help. While she cannot provide pro bono for every case, she will certainly provide legal services in a godly manner from a heart full of love. But more than anything, can I ask you to do something for me? Could you pray for Susan? Pray for her work, her family, and pray that God can continue to put her in a position to serve others, especially those who cannot help themselves. Prayers work, and I know that she would greatly appreciate knowing that all of our listeners have stopped to pray for her by name today. As I thought about these things, I opened up my Bible and through some study started to realize that we have been commissioned to do the very same thing ourselves, but from a very different authority. As disciples of Jesus Christ, we have been called to do good to all people. And here's the catch. Everything is pro bono. Let us consider a few passages of Scripture together. First, the work that we do is voluntary and not out of obligation. In Paul's personal letter to Philemon concerning his servant Onesimus, consider what he says concerning Philemon's motivation for doing the right thing. He writes and says, "I am sending him back to you, sending my very heart. I would have been glad to keep him with me in order that he might serve me on your behalf during my imprisonment for the gospel, but I preferred to do nothing without your consent in order that your goodness might not be by compulsion, but of your own accord." Paul says earlier that he could have used his apostolic authority to command Philemon to do good and do the right thing, but he chose not to. Such a decision would need to come directly from Philemon himself, as motivated not by obligation, but by love. You see, a gift that is demanded is no gift at all. Such is the case with the good that we are called to do for others as Christians. While, in a sense, we are commanded or expected to be busy about good works from God, that is not the motive through which we act. Rather, in love, we voluntarily serve and do good to others. The love through which we volunteer to act in service of others is the very same love that we have learned from Jesus, who laid down his life voluntarily for us in order that we might be saved. Secondly, the work that we do for others is free. That is to say, truly selfless in nature. Consider Jesus' teaching as found in Luke chapter 6, verses 32 through 36. If you love those who love you, what benefit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what benefit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you expect to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to get back the same amount. But love your enemies, and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for He is kind to the ungrateful and the evil. Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. Service and sacrifice for others in Christ Jesus is not about personal gain. We do not seek glory. We do not seek compensation or even seek gratitude. This is implied by the fact that here Jesus even calls us to love our enemies and do good to them, not just those who would love you back. As disciples of Christ, everything is pro bono. We expect nothing in return for our service to others, for that is not the reward that we seek. Simply having the opportunity to love others with the same kind of love with which Christ loved us is reward enough. But Jesus also says that doing so brings a different reward as we store up for ourselves treasures in heaven. See 1 Timothy 6 and verse 18. This is the most wonderful part about being a Christian. Because doing things for others, even strangers or enemies, while expecting nothing in return, puzzles most people. You will be asked, why would you do something like that? Why would you serve others, especially those who could not do anything in return for you? It is in these moments that you will have an opportunity to witness for Jesus and share His love with others. We serve others freely because He did so for us first. We love and are full of mercy because He loves us and has shown us mercy. In fact, I am convinced that the best way that we can tell others about Jesus is not through our words, but through actions like these. Let's conclude with the following words of Jesus from the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. You are the light of the world. A city set on the hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Tune in Tuesdays through Fridays as a new podcast episode will be uploaded each day. Also, be sure to follow the Facebook page for the Set Your Mind Above podcast for future announcements and video sessions. As you have the opportunity, share these thoughts with your friends and family, and share with me what important lessons you are learning from everyday, ordinary events. Until next time, know that I love you, that God loves you, and may we all, each and every day, set our minds above.